CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Liberal candidate Paul Chiang drops out after Chinese bounty comment. Liberal candidate and incumbent MP Paul Chiang has dropped out of the election race after coming under pressure for saying his conservative rival should be brought to the Chinese consulate to collect a bounty.
称将港人送中领馆领赏惹众怒，加议员蒋振宇退选。加拿大联邦自由党现任议员蒋振宇称将竞选对手送中领馆领赏而受到抨击，宣布退出竞选。
During an ethnic news conference in January, Chiang suggested Tory candidate Joe Tay be turned into the consulate in order to claim a bounty placed on Tay's head by the People's Republic of China.
今年一月，在少数族裔媒体会上，蒋振宇在接受中文媒体《明报》采访时，建议将保守党竞争对手郑敬基移交给中共驻多伦多领事馆，可领赏金。
To everyone here, you can claim the $1 million bounty if you bring him to Toronto's Chinese consulate, Chiang reportedly said about Tay at the event.
他说，在座的各位，如果你把郑敬基带到中共驻多伦多领事馆，你可领取100万港币的赏金。
Chiang, a career policeman, had been elected in 2021 in Markham, Unionville, and served in two parliamentary secretary roles during his term with the immigration and housing portfolios. He was also a member of several parliamentary associations and inter-parliamentary groups, including the Canadian-China Legislative Association.
蒋振宇曾是警察局警官，于2021年首次当选为万锦渔人村国会议员，并在任期内担任过两项议会秘书职务，负责移民和住房事务。他还是多个议会协会和跨国议会组织的成员，包括加州立法协会。
Joe Tay was the Tory candidate in Markham Unionville riding when Chiang made the bounty comments. Tay is now running in Don Valley North.
郑敬基今年一月是保守党在万锦渔人村选区的候选人，现在在塘沽北选区参选。
Tay is the founder of democracy advocacy platform Hong Konger Station. He and other democracy activists were placed on a wanted list by the Chinese regime in December of 2024. Ottawa condemned the move at the time, calling it an attempt to conduct transnational repression abroad.
郑敬基是民主倡导平台香港人站的创始人，他和其他民主活动人士在2024年12月被中共列入通缉名单。渥太华当时对此表示谴责，称这是企图在海外进行跨国压迫。
Hong Kong authorities issued arrest warrants under the territory's national security law and offered a Hong Kong $1 million bounty, approximately $180,000 Canadian, for information leading to the arrest of the activists.
香港警方以违反中共国安法为由，悬赏100万港币缉拿郑敬基。
Tay said in a March 31st statement that he feared for his safety and had contacted the RCMP before Chiang's comments surfaced. Threats like these are the tradecraft of the Chinese Communist Party to interfere in Canada, he said.
郑敬基在3月31日的声明中表示，他担心自己的安全，并在蒋振宇的言论曝光之前已经联系了皇家加拿大骑警。他说， 像这样的威胁是中国共产党干预加拿大事务的惯用手段。
On March 31st, advocacy group Hong Kong Watch wrote a letter to the RCMP commissioner Michael Duhem asking for an investigation. The group said it believes Chang's comments may cross into criminality by having counseled to commit the indictable offense of kidnapping.
人权组织香港监察也在同一天发表公开信，呼吁加拿大骑警对蒋振宇展开调查。该组织表示，他们认为蒋振宇的言论可能涉及刑事犯罪，因为他曾建议实施绑架这一可起诉的犯罪行为。
Hong Kong Watch also said Chang's comments could have contravened a provision of the new legislation adopted last year to counter foreign interference.
香港监察还表示，蒋振宇的言论可能违反了去年通过的反对外部干涉的新法律中的一项条款。
The group noted that Section 20 of the Foreign Interference and Security of Information Act states that every person commits an offense who, at the direction of, for the benefit of, or in association with, a foreign entity or a terrorist group, induces or attempts to induce, by intimidation, threat, or violence, any person to do anything or to cause anything to be done.
该组织指出，外国干涉与信息安全法第20条规定，任何人在外国实体或恐怖组织的指示、利益或与其关联下，使用恐吓、威胁或暴力，诱使或企图诱使任何人做任何事，或促使任何事情发生，即构成犯罪。
Chang wrote just before midnight on March 31st in a statement posted on social media site X, as the Prime Minister and Team Canada work to stand up to President Trump and protect our economy, I do not want there to be distractions in this critical moment.
蒋振宇在3月31日夜晚通过社交媒体平台 X 发布声明写道，在总理和加拿大团队努力与特朗普总统对抗、保护我们的经济之际，我不希望在这个关键时刻有任何干扰。
Chang's resignation came after the Royal Canadian Mounted Police told Canadian media the force is looking into the matter.
蒋振宇发表退选声明前，皇家骑警告诉加拿大媒体警方正在调查此事。
Foreign actor interference, including instances of transnational repression, continues to be a pervasive threat in Canada, a spokesperson told Globe and Mail.
皇家骑警的一位发言人对《环球邮报》表示，外国势力干预，包括跨国压迫的实力，仍然是加拿大面临的普遍威胁。
The federal election is taking place under heightened concerns around foreign interference. The Foreign Interference Commission concluded its work in January and said the Chinese regime is the foremost perpetrator of foreign interference in Canada.
这次联邦选举期间，外国势力干涉加拿大选举的问题受到人们的高度关注。加拿大外国干涉委员会于今年一月结束了其举行听证和撰写报告的工作。他们表示，中共政权是加拿大外国干涉的首要实施者。
Giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
afternoon. Welcome back to The Chen Show on CJSF 9.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Rebecca Napa. And the song is called Alberta, A Love I Can't Fight. And it's from the album titled Spirit, which was released in January 2018. 听众朋友大家午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉切的秀的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Rebecca Napa 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Alberta, A Love I Can't Fight. Hope you enjoy.
You won, but your loyalty I'll never question. Anger burns like a wildfire, but your passion is my one desire. Unafraid of getting in the mud, and when the working day is done, there's nowhere I feel safer than right here in your arms. Alberta, what the hell am I gonna do? Alberta, I get such a rush when I'm runningAdmit defeat. Even when things go from bad to worse, just keep your head down even when it hurts. Though the winds, they always change, and you somehow still remain the same. And like petrified wood, I'll protect your heart. Alberta, what the hell am I gonna do? Alberta, I get such a rush when I'm running.
Called And the Angels Sing, and it's from the album titled Lieberman and Murray Quintet Live at the University of Toronto, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自多伦多大学的四重奏 乐队演唱演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 And the Angels Sing， 希望您喜欢。 Next is a music piece from Eric Shonox, and it's called Slowly Paradise, and it's from the album also titled Slowly Paradise, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Eric Shonox 演奏的乐曲 Slowly Paradise。
才放弃了所有梦想，觉得没怎样，不会将心比心去想，让你慢慢慢慢失去了希望。能不能够再给我机会好好的爱你，我会仔细的聆听你对我说的一言一语，我会学会去控制脾气，不让你伤心，请你相信我的心还是爱你。我想再重来一次，回到过去弥补你的伤，没那种事，怎么做才能够停止？后悔竟伤你如此，不再放肆。为何总到失去才懂得难过？当你在我身边的时候，总是为我默默守候。